This is your Concordia All Sports leader, Koopski, brought to you by the Cellar. Welcome back, everybody. It's a fine Tuesday morning for me. We're going to start off with men's basketball, as we always do. Men's basketball had a heartbreaking loss to Doane University last week on Wednesday, February 9th. That score was 54-50. Our guys just did not play well. I mean, I don't remember the last time we've only scored 50 points, especially coming off a very good win against Dort, scoring 92, and then the week before, 92 against Midland. Just, this was not a very good game for us. Leader in points was Gage Smith. He had 17 points. Noah Shute had 10. Other than that, not too much action for the Bulldogs. Sam Scarpelli came off the bench with 9, but it just wasn't, it was not a really good game. We just did not play well. It's tough to see. Noah Shute led the team in rebounds. He had 11. 9 of them were on defense. 2 of them were on offense. Justin Wiersma had 9. He had 8 on defense, 1 on offense. And Gage Smith was right behind him with 8 total. 6 on defense, 2 on offense. It's just, I don't know what happened. I mean, we just didn't play our game. And it cost us, but we're going to get through it. I mean, Doane was not that good. They were 9-9, or they are 9-9, 16-12 overall. If we are trying to fight for a spot in the top 25, losing games like this is not going to work. We are, as of now, 13-5 in the GPAC, 20-6 overall. We were just one game behind Briarcliff, and now we are 2 after Briarcliff had 2 games last week, and we only had 1. So we're still receiving votes, but we can't drop any more of those games, especially ones that we should very easily win. I mean, if we want to set ourselves apart in the GPAC, we need to win games like this in dominant fashion, not lose them 50-54. Next up for the men's, they will host Briarcliff University on February 16th at 7:45 p.m. And then they will go to Mitchell, South Dakota on February 19th to play Dakota Wesleyan University. That game starts at 5:45 p.m. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan. Briarcliff's good. I mean, we're always talking about Briarcliff and how they're right ahead of us, 15-3 overall, or 15-3 in the GPAC, 19-8 in overall. We need to win this game. If we can win this game, that'll help us get more votes, and it will just show that we really belong to be in that top spot. But we need to win the game. We really just need to win out. We need to beat Dakota Wesleyan, as they are 9-9 in the GPAC, 12-13 overall. They're looking a lot like Doane. So we can't go into Briarcliff, beat them, and then turn around and lose to Dakota Wesleyan. We can't. They're a very similar team to Doane. They have almost the exact same record, but we just need to finish strong, as we only have these last 2 games before the GPAC tournament. So if we finish this game strong, go into the GPAC tournament, heads high, we should do pretty well. And it should be a good tournament for us, but we need to finish strong first. Speaking of finishing strong, the women's are now on a 2-game winning streak, as they have before lost 5 of their last 6. They're on a 2-game winning streak now. They defeated Doane 74-63 on February 9th. And then they defeated College of St. Mary 98-73. Very good wins by our women's there. We're going to just talk about the College of St. Mary game a little bit. Tayshia Rushton led the Bulldogs with 22 total points. She is really playing very good ball. She's consistently having 20 or almost 20 points per game. Riley Pauly helped her out. She had 13 points of her own. And Taylor Farrell, she's really been on a hot start as well. She scored 12 points there, and a couple games back she even scored 17. So like I said, she's starting to pick it up at the right time. That's good for her. Sadie Powell led the Bulldogs in rebounds. She had 7 rebounds. And Bailey Conrad had 6 assists. So we're just playing really good team basketball at the moment, and it shows since how we're getting back on the right track, and it looks like we're getting back on the right track at the right time. Like I said, with the men's, we only have 2 games left. The last 2 games, again, are Briarcliff University and Dakota Wesleyan. So we need to start picking it up, and it really looks like that they are, as they defeated both these teams in pretty dominant fashion. I mean, the Doan game was a little easier, but the College of St. Mary game, that was a lot better play by our women's. Right now, the women's are sitting at 12-8 in the GPAC, 15-11 overall. We are not receiving votes anymore, so that is not good for us. But Doan was 4-16, 10-18 overall. And College of St. Mary was 6-14, 12-14 overall. To get those two wins pretty decently easily shows that we are better than the bottom half of the teams in the GPAC. But just like the men's, these next 2 weeks are going to be, they're going to be tough. We need to win out. These next two games. Briarcliff is 13-7 in the GPAC, 17-10 overall. And Dakota Westland is receiving votes at 14-6 in the GPAC, 22-6 overall. If we want to make this top 25 in the nation, we really need to keep this winning streak going and keep our heads high, keep our confidence, and keep the teamwork flowing as it has been the past couple weeks. Right before the GPAC tournament starts on February 23rd, so just like the men's, just finishing strong. That's all that we need to do. Finishing strong definitely is the theme for this week, as all of our really winter sports are towards the end or are finishing their seasons. Our indoor track and field teams have just finished their regular season at the Concordia University Indoor Invite. Their next meet will be the GPAC Indoor Championships. But we're going to talk about that Concordia Invite real quick. We had 4 new A standards, 7 of them overall, and we had 9 event champions. So congratulations all to them. The new A standards goes as followed. Riley Hecker in the 800 meters, running 2 minutes, 17.91 seconds. Jordan Koepke in the 600 meters, 1 minute, 36.02 seconds. Amy Richer in the long jump, jumping 18 feet, 5 3/4 inches. And Calvin Rode in the 1,000 meters, running 2 minutes, 31.05 seconds. Congratulations to all of them. I mean, last week we were always talking about weight throw and a little bit of pole vault. And this week we're talking about the 800, 600, and 1,000. So we're finally getting some more runners rather than throwers into the national tournament. Here are the repeats. Abigail Gerber in the weight throw, throwing 55 feet, 9 3/4 inches. Aaron Mapson in the pole vault, jumping 12 feet, 8 1/4 inch. And Josie Pell has joined her on that in the pole vault, also jumping 12 feet, 8 1/4 inch. We do have more throwers and jumpers getting better A standards, but we're also sneaking some runners in there. That's really good for us. Some event champions were Rachel Battershell in the 400 meters, 58.69 seconds. Zach Bennett's in the pole vault, jumping 15 feet, 3 inches. Abigail Gerber, you remember her from earlier, I guess just now. She won the weight throw. Riley Hecker, her automatic qualifying run won her the 800 meters as well. Kayla Heritage in the mile, running 5 minutes, 13.82 seconds. Jordan Koepke, her automatic qualifying mark, won her the 600 meters. Josie Pels, her jump at 12 feet, 8 1/4 inch in pole vault, won her that event. Calvin Rhodes, A standard for the 1,000 meters, won. And Xavier Ross won the 400 meters, running 50.04 seconds. So congratulations to everyone there and everyone who is getting close. We've had multiple B standards who are not quite there. They will have one more chance at the GPAC 2022 GPAC Indoor Champions. That will be on February 18th and 19th in Crete, Nebraska. The 18th is supposed to start at 2 p.m. and the 19th is supposed to start at 9 a.m. This is their last meet before the national championships. Everybody who is close, you got one more shot to get in, and if they can really pull it together, we'll send as many people as we can, and hopefully we can get that national title as we have in the past. And we've come close multiple times, getting thirds and seconds, but we don't want those. We want first. And we can really do it, but just got to send a couple more people and got to get a couple good and great performances. Moving on to wrestling. They have finished their season. They finished that last week. But the GPAC Wrestling Championships will be on February 18th at 2 p.m. and February 19th at 10 a.m. That'll be in Mitchell, South Dakota. This is big for them. Last year we sent Mario Ybarra and Jacob Teals. This year let's send a couple more. I mean, I know Timothy Huber is itching to get there. He's had a pretty good season. Isaiah Burks is also itching to get there as he's had a pretty good season as well. And, you know, he's a senior too, so obviously he wants to get there. Obviously everybody wants to get there, but it'll be interesting to see these seniors and how they want to end their season and basically end their career, really. Jacob Teals and Timothy Huber, they got some time, but Isaiah Burks and Mario Ybarra, those are the big seniors who we are expecting a lot from, and we want to see not one just getting to the national tournament, but standing on the podium at the end of the tournament. We had Mario Ybarra last year who placed 6th or 7th. I'm not 100% sure on that one. He got on the podium. He made it. And I know he's looking for more than just at the bottom of the podium. He wants to get towards the top. Good luck to them. Definitely watch both of these, indoor track and field and wrestling, as it's their GPAC championships right before nationals. We're going to give you guys just a little update on cheer and dance. Cheer and dance just had their York College Cheer and Dance Invitational. Dance finished 5th place, scoring 70.47 points. They were behind Oklahoma City, who very easily won the entire thing, scoring 84.70 points. But Dort, Hastings, and Doan beat Concordia out for 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It was actually 2nd, 2nd, and 4th, seeing how Hastings and Dort tied. Three GPAC teams right in front of you, placing 2nd, 2nd, and 4th. That's not really the greatest thing to look at, but they're getting better. This is their highest score of the year. They have just reached the 70s, so hopefully they're starting to click better and getting back in the groove of things. Dance scored 3rd place. It was barely 3rd. They scored 75.9 points. Hastings was right in front of them, scoring 76 even. We are 0.1 points from tying for 2nd, but that's okay. This is their 2nd highest score of the season. Their first highest came from last week, scoring 76 points. And Oklahoma City, yet again, they won that 87.68 points. Dance and cheer, they're really starting to get on a high note. They're kind of getting better and starting to get back in the swing of things. So hopefully they can continue that at the Concordia University Duels on February 19th at 10 a.m. inside Friedrich Arena. That's all the time I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening. We got plenty of events and sports and athletes to watch this weekend as teams are starting to wind down their season for winter sports. And spring sports will be starting soon. We'll be talking about that here in the next couple weeks. We'll probably touch on it next week. But thank you all for listening. If you want to contact me, email me at cunekubski@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at CUNEKubski and Twitter at Kubski. Thank you all. Have a great day. Have a great night. Bye.